All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Friends of Jacqueline Foundation. Go to Friends of Jacqueline, JACLYN.org. It's a nonprofit organization that helps families with children with brain cancer, tumors. In fact, Jacqueline, 20 years ago, had this terrible disease, and she survived it. And in doing so, she has totally put money back into the program to help families, because until it happens to you, it's totally devastating. Hacienda Casablanca Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, because you know I'm always asking about food sponsors, 700 North Johnson Avenue, they are doing a Valentine's Day special. Go to HaciendaCasablanca.net, buy yourself a reservation, take your better half, and enjoy you know what. 855-486-3653. All right, I corralled Eddie Bryans for another hour since he has nothing else to do today, since he's not into the Super Bowl any more than I'm into the Super Bowl.
Not hardly.
So did you get a chance to actually read anything about the new rules on 2026?
No, I haven't. I know that with the points and that kind of stuff where they got rid of the elimination and all that, I think that's a better thing.
I think it's a better thing.
Because now you got 16 guys. They're all going to race to the end of the year. Mm-hmm. The guy in 16th, he's not going to win the championship anyway.
Mm-mm.
But he can move up farther than right. What he normally could, you know.
And don't they get money the farther
you up is for the next year? That's right. Going to definitely affect how much money you get, the way they got this whole thing set up now.
And performance. I mean, you want to have enough good performance
right. To,
you know, so that you can, you know, possibly get a better ride. You know, we were talking off air that, you know, it's not NASCAR like it was back in the day.
No.
When these guys were making stupid money.
Yeah, lots of money. Way, way a lot more than they're doing nowadays.
Well, no, you see, now it falls back into what I've always said. If I was in charge of, let's say, the NFL, I've said this 100 times. You get out of college as a quarterback. Okay, I'm going to give you $50,000 a year. None of this $1 million signing bonuses. No. I'll give you $50K. You get a touchdown, that's $10K.
Oh, performance, yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, but if you fumble, I take five out.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Now,
yeah.
Everybody goes, whoa, stop and think about it.
Hang on, dude.
Now, what do you think that kind of game would be? Everybody would watch it. Now, the biggest thing, and since they're not getting all the money in the world, they have medical for life.
Okay.
Anything, everything, psychiatric, hip, shoulder, it's all covered 100%. And it's top notch. It's not in this low dollar medical.
Right.
And then if you're, I use the Pete Rose mentality. If you ever watch Pete Rose on baseball,
oh man,
he could hit a ball, and it would dribble up to the pitcher. But that son of a gun ran like his pants were on fire.
Oh man, you didn't want to be on base when he was coming at you.
But there's nobody doing that today.
No.
And I'm not saying
Charlie Hustle.
Yeah, I'm not saying exactly
Charlie
I'm not saying that's the case in racing. But if they changed, you know, you wouldn't have people and you wouldn't have teams building cars that were just to go out there and ride and park.
Yep.
That's another rule they shouldn't have.
I know. That's true.
I understand why they have it, because it's not cheap to run.
No. And by the time you buy the tires and all that stuff, they're over $500 a piece now.
Are they really?
So when you come and make a pit stop, it's like $2,000 in tires.
And how long do those tires last?
Depends. They've been making them to where they wear out sooner.
Yeah.
So you can't just ride around until you need gas.
Yeah.
So I mean, they want the tires to drop off. So
right.
Once they start out at 20 seconds, they're going to go to 28 seconds by the
right.
time you're going to be screaming for tires.
Yeah.
So they're it's trying to and find the happy medium on
and
that.
You got to pay for the tires. Don't let everybody.
You do. And you only lease them.
So you have to.
Yes. So what tires you don't use, you still got to buy them.
No.
And you don't get to take them with you either.
I was just going to say, what's the shelf life? There is no shelf.
No shelf life.
No, there is no shelf because it goes back to Goodyear.
Yeah, they barcode all the tires. So they know that you have this many barcodes. I got this many barcodes. This guy has this many barcodes. And all your barcodes have to be.
Returned.
Returned. And they have to be in their possession before the transporter can leave the racetrack.
No kidding.
And they can say, well, what are you doing with Eddie Bryan's tire? how'd you get this?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So when I want to sell you a tire for some reason, they have to, they have to go take it out of my name, put it in your name. You
or
know,
maybe like you ran out of tires for whatever reason and you needed a set.
Yeah.
I don't even think you're allowed to do that. I think you have to have your own.
I don't know how they do it nowadays. I know we had a set of tires one time from Jimmy Means' car. Mm-hmm. I forget who was driving it. And Michael Waltrip wanted to buy them when they first started doing this at, I don't know, it was like 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they had two laps on them for qualifying. So he wanted to buy a set of four. Well, I was over there and Goodyear's going, which ones do you want to save? Like, I want to save these. And I don't care about those. Well, they used to have this big rotor broach thing and they would just drill a big hole in the tire. Well, they drilled one of the tires we wanted to save. Michael Waltrip didn't want three. He wanted four. So we didn't get any money.
Oh, and they ruined your tire.
Yeah, ruined the tires.
Well, good they gave you your money back.
Oh, no.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a story you won't forget.
I know. I was like, no, don't. Oh, too late.
You know? It's a good thing you're as mellow as you
are. I know. I wanted to kill him. Well, I think Jimmy Means was going to kill him anyway.
Well, Jimmy Means, there's a guy you don't want to cross.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about, you know, drivers that drove wild. I mean, he didn't want to mess with them whatsoever. And we have this discussion all the time. Earnhardt is still the best. You're still never going to find anybody that drives like that. I mean, you do not want him behind you, period. I mean, if he's behind you, you'll almost pull over and let him pass.
Right.
Yeah, if not, he's going to nail you anyway.
Benny Parsons told a story about that. One time he led this race and led this race and led this race, and Earnhardt was on him and on him and on him, and he ended up moving over, letting him go. And then he got second. And they said, what'd you do that for? His crew was all pissed off at him. He goes, because we'd have been crashed and been 30th. It's better to get second.
Yeah. No, in a situation like that.
Because they didn't have that much money. If they'd had better ride and better car, he would have went for it. And if they crashed, they crashed.
Right.
You know, he's like, no, we don't have that kind of money.
That is so funny.
So, yeah.
But, you know, the stories of, you know, how NASCAR and everything, you know, came up and all these different drivers. Uh-huh. And, you know, Richmond. You know, there was a I hate to say a wasted life, because Richmond could drive like a...
Oh, he was amazing.
He was amazing, but he was amazing. He just
you could have seen him at Riverside.
Really?
Oh, he was something else.
Yeah. I watched almost all the Riverside races, but he just had to party.
No, he was too. But
yeah, no, it's crazy that... you know, that happens. Hey, have you been down to the San Diego Automotive Museum lately?
I went back in November when they took the stock cars in there on that Friday night.
Okay,
we
good.
Were down
good.
There. Okay, got down good. There. That's the first time I'd been down there in a couple of years.
Changed a lot.
Yeah. Every time I go there, it's different.
Well, they got a new curator in there. His name is Lenny.
Okay.
And didn't really know a whole lot about cars, but he was big in fundraising more than anything.
Oh, okay.
He has turned that museum around.
I get all the emails from them about like that Ford Galaxy they were trying to give away.
I didn't win it.
I didn't either. I didn't enter, though.
I entered, and I'm mad I didn't win it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a Ford guy.
Yeah, you need another car, right?
I know.
You really need another car.
Yeah, I really need another car. But he does. He's doing a thing now where they're going to give away tickets to the NASCAR race.
Oh, Coronado? 30,
on Coronado.
Okay.
You know, but you know how hard that's going to be to get to that track.
Oh, man. I know. Traffic nightmare.
And then once you get there, how are you going to get out?
You're not.
Yeah.
Just bring a tent.
And I hate to tell you, I just watch it on TV.
Yeah, that's me. I'm going to stay as far away as I can.
I've went to enough races just like you. You know, you've been to enough races. And yeah, but, you know, it's going to be good for the city.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very.
It's going to be good for the military.
Because even back Phoenix used to say that they made more money off of one cup race than they did off of Super Bowl.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Because the cup race was there and had not so many people in the stands, but they had more revenue for everything going on.
Yeah. No, it's huge. Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Hi, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. True Line Wheel Alignment. Tony's been doing it for over 40 years. 210 West Bradley Avenue in El Cajon, 619-258-1800. Give Tony a call. Whatever it is you need an alignment on, he will take care of it. If he can't make it go straight, you won't pay. Also do General Automotive as well. It's a one-stop shop. Check him out. The Study Lounge. You ever been to the Study Lounge?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you.
I know a lot of people that go there, though.
Dave is the best.
Dave's, yep, Dave's good.
619-442-7676. 1878 Greenfield Drive in Alcona. They're having a Super Bowl potluck going on right now. Go over there and grab yourself some home cooking. Also, now you may not know that Dave has a little side hustle. Toilet tank lids.
I haven't heard that one. I know he kind of does t-shirts and stuff too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
He got toilet tank lids.
Toilet tank lids. Not
decorative or something?
Here's the deal. Let's say your toilet's starting to act up and you have to take the lid off to reach in there and jiggle the jiggler thing.
Yeah.
And you slip and drop it.
Break
the lid top.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Buy a new toilet.
A whole toilet.
Yeah,
right?
Whole thing, yeah.
Not with him. He's got over 8,000 lids. Every manufacturer, every color. All you got to do is call 619-442-7676. Tell him what you need. Bingo. He'll take care of it.
That probably happens more often than we think.
I know.
Porcelain like that?
Exactly. And he was smart enough to make it a little side hustle, and I think he's doing fine.
Yeah.
You have to go to the Study. Maybe you and I'll go over there someday.
Yeah.
If you go in, there's like a Barona shrine. Because he supports all kinds of young drivers.
Yes, he does. He does.
Buys race cars, throws money at them, and just does a phenomenal, phenomenal job. So he kind of has a wall with trophies and all sorts of things. So, yeah.
Oh, cool.
If you don't know him, you'll have to go check him out. So, anyway, so do you go to races much anymore?
Not much. I think I went to one race this year, and that was it. And last time we're just.
You mean last year?
2025, right. November, you know, last year, yeah. This year, nothing.
Yeah, and you're probably not going to.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's unless something comes up that makes it worthwhile.
Are you 6 days a week?
Yeah, and Travis is 7.
Is he?
Yeah, I'm usually about 10 to 11 hours a day, 6 days a week.
And he's?
He's going 20 hours a day.
Really?
Yeah, 18 hours a day.
Okay. You know?
Yeah. We have a lot. We have so much stuff going on all the time with our manufacturing of little slugs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like Allgaier Performance buys a lot of stuff from
Allgaier?
Us. Yeah. There's a bunch of places like in the Midwest that buy parts from us, and they just call up, send a PO, and we need this many, you know, front-end slugs. Or
widgets.
Yeah, whatever to put the cars together, and we box it all up and send it to them. And those guys, if they want to buy enough of them, we'll even take our logo off and put their logo on.
No kidding.
You know, so if they want us to do that, but they got to buy a lot of them to do that.
Yeah, buy a lot of them.
Yeah.
And how many people in your shop?
Only three. Only three. I'm third highest guy in the company.
Are you really?
Yeah, really. Only two people ahead of me.
Yeah.
You got to keep Kathy ahead of me.
Yeah, and you got to keep Travis.
Travis, he's number one. I'm it. Yeah, I'm the bottom of the totem pole.
You're the sweeper. You're the one who makes the coffee.
Yeah.
So what else do you guys offer besides... You do engines.
We do engines, transmissions.
Carburation.
Rear end, carburation.
Chassis.
Chassis setups. We do a lot of shocks. I mean, we've got shocks everywhere right now that are for all different kinds of stuff. Dirt track, asphalt, road course. We got a bunch of them that are going to be going out this week to Michigan.
Well, don't you have a shock
dyno? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a shock dyno. We just got it updated last year. It's got all the new software on it.
I think the one time I was over there, it blew up in your face.
Oh, yeah. The oil goes everywhere when that happens. You can't believe on some of the shocks, though.
Yeah.
I mean.
Like a grenade?
Oh, yeah. And the parts, little tiny parts everywhere. There's shock shafts that we do for cars that the shaft with all the parts in it are $6,000. You don't even get the whole shock.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
And people want to know why it's so expensive to go
and
racing.
And it's kind of stuff that they're doing for Formula One and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but they put them on other road course cars and stuff, too.
Jeez.
You know, so you got, you know, $50,000 instead of shocks.
Wow. So how many different race series do you support? Pretty much all of them?
A lot of them. I couldn't even want to
Couldn't even name
you.
Them.
No, I couldn't even tell you. I mean, I've never seen the cars run. I just hear about it. You know, it's like the shocks come back, and we did this and this and this. Yeah. Okay, and we want this. No, okay, and... The shocks
and
go
as
back
long
out.
As you don't get the phone call,
right?
What the heck?
It blew up.
Yeah. We broke.
Yeah, broke the shaft off it or something.
So if you don't hear that,
yeah,
you know that's a bonus.
Yeah, and we've even done some drag race stuff. Not very much, but we do drag race stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple guys up at Rona we've done it for. And
well, who's doing the marketing for you guys?
Nobody. It's just word of mouth, really. Word of mouth. You know, we got our stickers on everything. Out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think almost every car at Barona has one of our stickers on it.
Sure, sure.
You know, and then we used to sponsor the SRL deal for the fastest lap of the race. So every one of those cars had our sticker on
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
And mainly it's just guys will come in and they go, I can't get this done anywhere. Can we do? Can you guys do that? Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah,
not a problem. I had a guy the other day just said, hey, I bent my rear end housing. I got a new one. He goes, but it bent the snout. And I go, oh. He goes, no. And a couple other guys said, no, I can't fix that. I said, yeah, we can do that. He goes, I have the new snout if you want to use it. I go, we got a shelf of snouts out there, all different kinds.
Yeah.
You know, cambered, non-cambered.
Right, right, right.
Whatever.
Right.
He goes, oh, so he's going to bring that in, you know, and just for a spare. But he had no idea. You know, we have a spare housing brand new in the shop in case somebody bends one.
No kidding.
Just in case.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to stay ahead of the game all the time.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, ever since Zimmerman sold out San Diego Gear and Axle.
Oh, he did. I didn't know that.
Finally sold. He's retired, and he's just doing nostalgic drag racing.
Okay.
And I don't know if the kid that's in there now has the talent.
Okay.
You know, MIT, they sold.
Jeff did too?
Yeah,
wow.
He sold. And there's another young kid that's working in there.
And they're, okay.
So they're all trying.
Right down the street from each other.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
So they're trying to make a mark, but. You know, it's tough out there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Bob Meyer built the race cars.
Oh, yeah.
Drag cars
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He went to work at San Diego Gear just doing housings and stuff for a while.
Right.
But
yeah.
I imagine he might have quit by now.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know.
So, oh, yeah, the older gentleman?
Yeah, he retired, sold everything. Dude. I was looking at some of his machinery and that. And then I saw him at, like, Albertson's. Like 2 months later, I goes, how's retirement? Oh, I'm back working. He goes, I retired for like a month. I couldn't take it.
But he golfs. He loves to golf.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what he did. He might be still there to help the kid out.
Help the kid out, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, because he has nothing else to do anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And talk, oh, my Lord.
Yep.
You know, when you walk in here, it's like, oh, geez. Guess I better bring a chair because I'm going to be here a while.
Yeah.
No, really, not, really super nice guy.
Yeah, we try to keep everything going, though. I mean, Kathy likes to say that we can do anything. We can't really, but almost.
Well,
so
at least you got somebody there that's not questioning what you can do and what you can't
right,
do.
Yeah.
Well, Travis, I mean, you too. All you got to do is say, I bet you can't do this.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You will figure it out.
Oh, yeah, we'll figure it out.
I mean, because
we do wiring. We do everything, you know.
I hate wiring.
I do too, but we do it.
I hate wiring.
You know?
So I got to tell you a cute story. So I had a technician, bought a fiberglass 32 Ford convertible, peach, all peach. And he says, Dave, come here. You got to see my new hot rod. I walk out. I go, where'd you get that? And he told me. And he said, you want to see something really cool? I go, what's that? He popped the hood. He goes, look, all the wiring is red. Okay. All of it's red?
All of it.
He says, all of it. Under the dash? Under the dash. You're a technician, right? You know it all shouldn't be red. No. I know the guy that built the car. It wasn't 6 months later. He's ripping all the wiring out.
Pull it all back out.
Well, because you didn't know what was what.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the wiring. It's all red.
Your diagram's going to look kind of funny.
Should have known it was peach. That should have been there.
Was that like back in the 90s when they were doing all those pastel colors and stuff?
When's the last time you've seen a peach hot rod?
The 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's kind of the way I see it, too.
Yeah.
So, but you don't do anything with, do you do suspension?
Yeah, we do.
How do you align them?
We just have an alignment gauge we use.
The old school way.
The old school way. We put it on the scales and get it all set up, get the heights where they're supposed to be. That one corner of the shop, when we first moved in, we had it all ground, so it's absolutely flat. And then we put the scales in. The scales are set, so they're all absolutely flat. And we got roll-offs we can roll onto our turn plates and roll back off of them. And
that's all you need.
Do that, and that way we can, you know.
And you didn't spend a small fortune.
No. I mean, one of these days we'll probably get a surface plate. But who knows? I mean, right now we've got a new dyno. Well, not a new, but used. You know, 902 Superflow dyno. We got to build a room for it.
Yeah.
We've got a
Greg just
a
sold
Sun
his.
Honing machine. It's coming. So we can hone. Trying to think of all.
Where are you going to put that?
It won't take up that much room. We'll figure something out. We're probably going to build a second floor.
And how many cars have you got in there that need to be out of there?
There's a couple that need to go right away because they were done and they've been done for a while.
Yeah.
But we've got right now in cars we have in there is 1, 2, 7.
Holy moly.
7 cars in there? Yeah. Not counting the little car.
Yeah. So. Are you looking for, what are you going to do to that?
Oh, we're just getting it ready for the season. And making, you took it all apart, made sure there's no cracks in the frame, welded a couple cracks that it had, rebuilt the motor. He had another motor that was new, so we put that in, and then he has 2 spares. We're getting those ready to go.
Freshen them up.
Freshen them up.
And a lawnmower then, motor.
Yeah.
I think they're from Harbor Freight.
They're Harbor Freights, yep. Yeah. I believe it or not, when I went to PRI this year, there was a booth there that was Briggs & Stratton Racing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah.
Mainly in the go-karts.
I talked to those guys. Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe how big they were. I was totally surprised.
Yeah, they...
And they will let you know that those Predator motors are not Briggs & Stratton.
Oh, yeah.
That's a burr in their saddle.
Yeah, it really is. Because they lost the market to the Predators.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is...
I don't know how they build those motors for so cheap. You know?
Well, they're not built in the U.S., are they?
No. They're in China. They're offshore.
Offshore. Which is sad.
I know.
But it's hard to, it's still hard to compete.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because if you want the good labor, you got to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that simple.
Yeah. The whole thing right now is just trying to make things that last, be light enough so they're fast, but not break.
Right.
But good luck. Push the envelope, it's going to break sooner or later.
It's going to break.
You got to cycle it out.
All right. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. By the way, folks, did I tell you what a great board op we have today? Kevin
again, Dave.
Dean. Kevin Dean is our board op. I mean... Brendan's pretty good.
It's been a goal of mine.
This guy is the... And you know what? He's got all the mics on today.
Round of applause for him.
Yeah. He rolled in with all the commercials on time.
So far.
Hasn't yelled at me. And we only got 30 more minutes for this show.
You're going to jinx it.
I know. But I just wanted to throw a little love out there to you, my man. Because I know... How long have you been doing this?
Oh, this is my first day.
You're so full of it. How long have you been doing it?
Radio?
Yeah.
30 years.
Wow. Almost broke in. You've been doing it about as long as I have, actually.
Yeah.
So I've been doing
I started at the original KCBQ in Santee in the 80s. In the late 1900s, I like to say.
But didn't you go to KFMB?
Very short time.
But that's where I met you, right?
Once.
Well, you really left an impression.
Oh, yeah. They decided they didn't love me so much after a short time.
So you've been at KCBQ basically the whole time?
No, I was at KCBQ, started there. I've been on every frequency. I went to I was at Kixi Radio for 20 years.
Wow.
KSON.
Yeah.
I was on Kiffin for a while.
Hey, who was that guy in Oceanside? KC1000?
Oh, CEO?
Yeah.
Wasn't there.
Yeah, what was his name? He was that.
I don't know.
Had his own car collection.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever heard of ESPN 800?
I remember them for a while.
They're out of Mexico. So I would send my press credentials up to NHRA, and I put ESPN 800. They thought it was ESPN.
Nice.
I got front row parking, but I didn't realize it until 2 years later that I'd always had a parking space in the front row, and I'm always parking out back. So anyway, enough radio.
Well, you know, once people figure out who you are.
Yeah, they do. What? And they brought me all the top-name drivers. Dude, they were lined up in golf carts just coming in doing 10-minute interviews. And I was telling my co-host, I said, dang, I don't know why. Look at it. We're getting John Forrest, Pendragon, and they're all coming in like...
All the big dogs.
Like, who are we? Well, we're ESPN 800. And I think it was I think the power was 2,500. And at the time, our station was 50,000. So, anyway, trivia story. So, all right. So, how long are you going to keep working at Brian's?
Oh, I'll probably never retire.
I had a feeling.
I like what I'm doing. It's a challenge every day. Frustrating every day.
Yeah, very much.
But, you know, I got to keep going. When I get up in the morning, I got to have a purpose.
Yeah, otherwise.
I can't just.
Yeah, lay around.
Watch Oprah and, you know.
No, don't do that.
You know, I'm not a golfer. I'm not a fisherman.
Ball's too small.
I'm not anything, really. It's like, I like racing.
Yeah. Well, a fisherman. You know?
I don't like going on vacations.
You know, I've got a fishing show now.
Oh, you do?
It's called Bass Trackers.
Oh, really?
Bass Seekers.
And Sandy hasn't tried to be on that show yet?
Yeah, well, I told her if she was any good at it, I'd have her on the show. Nah, she's too busy. That girl's running like a...
I know. She's got a million irons in the fire right now.
All of them are four-legged, I think.
Yes. I she's got a regular zoo up there. Man.
I know. I knew she didn't.
Old McSandy.
Yeah, that's the truth. Isn't that the truth? So yeah. You ought to try to get to some of the races sometime, just for a little relaxation.
Yeah.
Pass out some business cards. Like you need the business.
I know, yeah. You know, I bet you I haven't been to Barona since like 2019.
That's what I'm saying.
I haven't been anywhere. Halftime, by the time we're done working on Saturday,
you're done.
The races are over.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, you do put a lot of hours into it.
And it looks like sometimes on Saturdays, you swear to God, the races are happening there because everybody's on their way to the racetrack.
Oh, yeah.
And we got race cars parked all over the street on trailers, and they're all headed that way, yeah.
Oh, my God, I need this. Oh, my God.
Five more gallons of fuel.
Or can you do this?
Yeah, I need a tire, you know.
Do you sell fuel?
Yes. We have fuel, Sunoco, all different flavors. You know, 93, 100, 110.
Oh, wow.
We sell methanol.
Oh.
We got methanol get shipped in. I forget what company sends that to us, but the trucks come.
Where do you put all that?
Oh, we got some spots.
Hope you got a lot of fire extinguishers.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you'd have to.
We do. There's a lot. Even just our regular orders that come in, you know, we get something from UPS and FedEx every day.
Oh, of course.
But once or twice a week, it's a freight truck. That's how much we have to use a forklift to unload it.
Oh, Lord.
So, and then
are you a forklift driver, too?
Yeah.
I had a funny feeling.
Yeah.
I didn't think.
Yeah, Travis drives pretty good, too, now.
Oh, is he getting good at it?
Yeah, he's getting good at it. He does it all the time now.
Ah.
So.
Did you tell him, like, painting a fence? This is really fun, son. Yeah. Give it a try.
You know, here he comes with the forklift.
That's so funny. Yeah. No, that's because he needs that stuff out of the truck because he's got to get
because somebody's wanting to know where the heck it's at.
Yeah, I know.
The shipping right now is really bad.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be a two-day ship, and it gets there in 5 days.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know.
You know?
Well, it's funny. I'm getting a 2026 Corvette ZR1 next week. Red for Valentine's Day. So, you know me. So I go online, and I find a Corvette ZR1 car shirt. And the company, you know, I bought it, and they said, well, it's going to take 7 to 9 days. Well, that'll make it 1 day late for KUSI.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to call them Monday and say, I don't care. I'll throw some more money at it. Get it to me overnight.
Right.
And then I'm going to go down to Albertsons, I know, and buy some, you know, hearts, big red hearts, and put it on KUSI next Saturday, just for Valentine's Day.
For Valentine's Day.
But, yeah, no, but freight, man, I tell you.
Freight's crazy.
I've ordered stuff and forgot I ordered it.
Oh.
And then it shows up. I didn't order this. Oh, yes, I did.
A long time ago.
A long time ago. But I don't know why it has to be that way, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's like there's certain warehouses that they're like a black hole.
Yeah. No,
like,
I know.
You know, there's one that's like in Bloomington, California, and when it goes there, oh, my God, we're never going to get it on time.
Yeah, never.
You know?
Well, and that's a hard thing from a consumer, a customer satisfaction point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like when I asked you about Kelly's helmet.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking, oh, geez, was this a 25 or a 20?
I don't know, to tell you the truth.
Because I think the 25s were on back order.
Yeah, I know every helmet manufacturer right now is having a hard time getting their helmets out. So.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Our next host, Jared Bassel, is downstairs. You want to break out the wheelchair and go get him?
Are we going to let him in this time?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
I wasn't going to, but we will. So, this is another kid coming in, my last show.
Mm.
And couldn't sell water to a guy dying of thirst, if that tells you anything. But, Well, you know, you've always loved what you did. I mean, because it's something new every day.
Yeah, something new all the time. And the engines, the technology is changing all the time. And even some of the stuff we do now is more restricted on the rules. So they don't make that much horsepower, maybe 400 horsepower. But you really got to pay attention to get all of it. Maybe you can get 405 or 410.
Yeah.
You know, and so we got a flow bench too now.
Without crossing the line.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Because there's that thin, fine line between, because, you know, somebody challenges your motor.
Yeah.
That could be ugly.
Oh, I know. And then you get a bad reputation.
Yep.
You know, so then nobody wants to go there because you're a cheater.
It doesn't take much.
Yes, exactly.
Reputations in the motorsport setting, I tell these kids, you know, it's not about driving. It's about you. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you handle yourself on the track?
Yes.
Are you a hothead?
Yes.
You know, do you ram into people and what have you?
Yeah, it can cost you in the long run.
Sure. You could end up never getting a ride again.
Never getting where you want to go because of your temper.
And how many drivers have you seen lose their ride and they're really good at what they do, and it's because of their attitude.
Attitude. And a lot of it's just a lot of passion they have.
Well, and yeah.
They got so much passion, but it's like, you know.
I mean, if they get second place, my God, they're ready to hang themselves.
Yes.
Well, dude, how hard it is to do that? So, I mean, it's
you can't win them all. Racing's the only thing that if your win-loss, you went to 30 races and you won 4, that was a good year.
Right.
You know, baseball, football, you suck.
Yeah. And if that's the case, guess what, dude? You're in serious trouble.
You know, you got 5 wins that year. You're doing really good.
Yeah. And it just – but it's so hard. It's just so hard. All right. Do you know Ryan Preece?
Yes.
He won the 2026 Bowman Gray.
Bowman Gray, yes, he did.
You watch that?
No. I didn't see that.
Pouring down rain.
It had some snow and everything else.
And they put rain tires on. And he actually won the race. I mean, I was so happy for him.
He runs all the modifieds and stuff a lot at those little tiny tracks.
Right.
So he's good at it.
So he was, it was just really heartwarming to see.
Yeah, that's
I like to see the guys that, with the tight budgets or, and are always running for the second, third, tier teams well.
I think he just needs a little more time to, for the light to come on for some of the bigger tracks on that.
Right.
And a lot of it is just victim of circumstance, too.
Sure. Oh,
you're doing good, and you get caught up in something.
If you don't think luck is not in motorsports, you're crazy.
Richard Petty always said he'd rather be lucky than good.
That's right. And he was.
He was. He was, yeah.
He was in a
He was both.
He was. Well, and look what he's driving.
Oh, yeah. He's driving street cars.
Yeah. I mean, street cars and... You know, I mean, I always used to say that, not today, but back then, if you were cheating, you're the best.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially if you got away with it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look at Ray Evraham.
Yeah.
He was probably one of the best crew chiefs out there and probably cheated better than most and end up being the tech guy for NASCAR.
We used to say the guy that's totally legal, you can see the hauler leaving before when qualifying's over. Because everybody else made the show.
There's something here in
every car.
Who was it that put gasoline in the roll cage?
A smoky unit.
Yeah, 2 or 3 gallons.
Yeah.
Well, Munich did a lot of stuff.
He did all kinds of
acid
stuff.
Acid dipped his car.
Yes.
You know, I think he even cut the whole car down to a scale or two from what a real one was.
I met him one time a long time ago, and he had some stories that we can't talk about on radio.
Right. Even though he's no longer with us.
Yes. I mean,
I seen Bring a Trailer. Somebody had one of his black and gold Chevelles.
Mm.
It was up for auction.
Okay. Vic Edelbrock had his Camaro.
Yes, he did. He sure did.
Yeah.
Vic Edelbrock. Oh, there's a name.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear who passed? Who just passed away?
Hischke.
At 104.
104 years old, yeah.
Still pounding a cigar every day.
Yep. Yeah.
God,
he was something else.
There's a wizard.
Yeah, he was. I got to talk to him a few times, too.
Me
he
too.
Was something else.
Yeah. Stories?
Yes.
Yeah.
All those guys from back in that era.
Yeah.
You know?
There was no dinos. There was no. I had
very crude.
Very crude. I had Joaquin Arnett, the Bean
Bandit. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was up at Bonneville one day, and somebody burned a hole in a piston. So the guy was all upset, and Joaquin goes over. He says, "I'll fix that for you." He says, "Well, how are you going to do it?" He says, "I'll fix it. I'll just weld it in the motor." He says, "You can't weld it in the motor." He says, "Yeah, I can." "No, you can't."
Yeah, stick the rings and everything else. Yeah,
$1,000. I'll bet you I can do it.
Yeah.
So the guy bet him $1,000. He welded it. The guy put the head on. It broke a record. Now, how do you weld a piston in a? I think it was a flathead Ford, anyway.
Yeah,
it must without. Have a lot. Destroying the rings and scorching the,
mm-hmm.
And I think what he did, he
get was, the ring lands all heated up.
Well, I think what he did, he took a T-shirt and soaked it in water, like it made a little donut and it put it all around the outer edges and just welded in the center of it.
Wow!
But you got to be, I mean, what kind of, probably using a coat hanger.
Yeah, well, it's aluminum, so he probably had an aluminum rod, and I bet you he was probably using what they used to call heliarc all the time.
He probably
used helium instead of argon because it'll be a lot hotter.
Yeah.
Get a lot hotter faster.
Yeah, exactly.
And he probably really fast, and then, okay, we're done.
I used to get him on radio.
Yeah.
We'd take a break. He wouldn't stop talking.
Joaquin?
Yeah. He'd just crank right on through. He was the best. One of the little things he used to do to support his racing, his wife once a year would have a banquet. Or not a banquet, really. Get all the fans and everything together and cook burritos and things.
Uh-huh.
And she always told everybody that there's a blue burrito in one of these burritos, and whoever finds that blue burrito gets $500. So, sold out all the burritos in no time at all. Nobody ever got, because the blue burrito, if it was in there, it'd have melted anyway. And who's going to be able to find it, right?
Yeah.
Let's take our last break.
Okay.
Right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Asmar Auto Care. You know, if you've got a race car, trailer, motorhome, bike, and you need to get that thing steam cleaned, you know, there's not a lot of shops. Name me one shop that steam cleans.
They're the only ones I know.
Yeah.
And for years. I mean, we're talking
for
20,
years.
30 years.
Yeah.
Are they on Troy Street still?
Yep. Still on Troy Street.
Okay. All right.
So make an appointment because you got to call and talk to them.
619-589-1188.
Give them a call. Tell them that you'd like to get your vehicles steam cleaned because you got to make an appointment. And I tell you what, it'll go in and it'll come out and it'll still start. If Eddie and I do it, it isn't going to start. You're going to have to tow it wherever you want to go with it. It's just that simple. So what do you think the health of motorsports is in this country?
Not that great right now. Yeah. It's not as bad as some people paint it, I think.
And depending on where you're at, too.
Especially down here in Southern California, it's not good at all. I mean, it's really bad. But you can still go, like, in the Midwest, where the more industrial area is, and they're still doing pretty good there.
Well, you know, Cocopaw closed.
Yeah. And it's going to open again.
It's going to open again.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's extremely exciting.
I know. I'm, like, got my fingers crossed because we can use another racetrack.
Because once you lose a track, you're done.
Yeah. I was surprised to hear it was going to open back up again.
Yeah, I was really. You know, you were talking about Corey Kruseman.
Yeah.
Who does a phenomenal job out at
he's at Ventura.
Ventura.
Uh-huh.
And that's another. Talk about a tiny little track.
That's a little bitty place.
Yeah, but, you know, I think anybody that runs sprint cars needs to take his course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's well worth, $500 or whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't charge a whole bunch of money.
No, he really doesn't. You know? So,
and he's won a few races in his day, so he knows what he's doing.
He's very good. Yeah, he's
the cruiser.
He's the cruiser. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But but you know, Brittany and I both talk about, you know, every time he loses a racetrack, man, I tell you. But you know, how many happy promoters have you ever ran into? I don't think I've ever met one
yet. Most of them are all grumpy.
Yeah, because, you know, they're fighting the city, or they're fighting this.
Yeah, they got the racers mad at them.
They're fighting the racers, they're fighting the fans.
Everything, yeah.
But, you know, I think Paris Auto Speedway has figured it out with the Night of Destruction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a Joey Chitwood.
There's a lot of racetracks doing that now.
Because
people like that.
People want to see crashes.
They do.
As much as I hate to say it.
They do.
And the more of that excitement you can bring them, the happier they are.
The one thing that keeps happening is they're losing drag strips left and right.
I know.
Strips are just folding up overnight.
And they're not taking up that much land.
No, not really.
But they're going. You're absolutely right.
And it's like they're like doing
And then
great
you were talking off air, IHRA.
Buying everything.
Is buying everything.
Mm-hmm.
NHRA, on the other hand, they're the ones that are losing it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still worried about Pomona. I don't know. I mean, unless they have a super long contract.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of rumors about that, too. That
and Fontana.
Fontana's
just sitting there.
I wish they would open it back up, but I got a feeling it's never going to happen.
I don't think so. And they tried
I think it's just going to slow, but surely.
What were they
going to
drop it down to?
Half mile or a three-quarter mile track.
Yeah.
About like Richmond or smaller, Bristol.
But who would have thought that Irwindale would close?
I know.
What a hellhole.
The nicest short track in America, and I've been to almost all of them.
Stupid fast, too.
Yes, fast and nice. I mean, the nicest facility around, and just, I think it got hurt by all the houses that were around there.
Oh, they finally put houses in around
there?
Yeah,
and the people complained.
I thought that it was an industrial area.
Now, it is a lot of industrial right by them, but then I forget what city's right. Oh, like
but wherever it
away.
Is, the wind will.
Yeah, and a couple guys that I know that live there said, yeah, you can hear the race is really good. And they didn't care because they liked racing.
Well, yeah.
But he goes, if somebody doesn't like racing, he's like, I can see.
Why would you move? Why would you move in here?
I know.
Yeah, it just makes no
it's
sense.
Like moving across the street from the airport and then complaining about the noise.
Hey,
these planes are loud.
Whoops.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
And don't you think before you jumped?
Yeah.
I know. But, hey, as long as somebody's out there going around in circles.
Yeah. I think if it ever turns the corner, I think we'll be all right, you know?
Yeah. Well, as long as it does, I'll keep doing it. Like I said, I finally took this show from 1 hour to two.
You know, and like the electric cars, you know, people were kind of pushing that for a while with the racing and that, and like the drag racing and all that. And it was big for a while. And now, like even at PRI, they had 3-4 years ago, they had whole sections, whole halls full of electric drag cars and different stuff. This year, zero. Nothing
really?
At all.
Where's
like
PRI at?
Indianapolis.
All right.
Right next, it's at the convention center. It's kind of hooked right onto the Lucas Oil Stadium.
Oh, really?
Because they do the trailers and all that are on the football field. So you go over there, and that's where all the trailers and that kind of stuff. And then they have simulators, so they have racing competitions for the online racers. And I walked over there, and they must have had 50 of those things. Cables going everywhere.
They're not cheap. Those things are not
cheap.
Oh,
it looked expensive.
Yeah.
And they were all in there driving. And they had the full seats and
I had a chance.
And everything.
I can't think of the name of the Indy car. It was the Indy car? Maybe F1. But up in Mission Viejo, there is a building. It's massive. And inside it is a simulator that's probably 20 feet tall, if not taller.
Really?
Looks like a spider.
Wow.
And you climb up into it, and it's got a driver's seat,
uh-huh.
5-point harness, you know, the whole bit, big screens, and it's for F1. It's a $500,000 simulator.
That'd be something else.
And this guy, I had him on, I don't know what I had him on radio, I think, and he invited me to come up and try it. You know, okay, I'll try it. So I get in it, and he says, what track do you want to run? I said, how about Le Mans? And he said, okay. So I'm going down the Mulsanne Straight at over 200 miles an hour, and it felt like I was going over 200 miles an hour. Missed the turn or did something, went off road, almost broke my back. I mean,
You around?
Oh, Lordy D.
It was like a real crash.
It was like a real crash, I thought.
Wow.
All right, so you don't do TV or movies?
No.
You need to go see F1.
Yeah, I never did see F1, no.
And you need to go see Ford versus Ferrari.
Okay. Oh, I did see that. I did see that.
Well, you're a Ford guy. All right, you want to hear some trivia?
Yeah. I just want to see him beat the Ferraris.
Well, not only that, but you see where they when they were at Willow Springs?
Yes.
Do you notice no cars spun off the track unless it was a Chevy?
Oh, really?
Think about it.
I didn't notice that, yeah.
No Fords.
No Fords.
The other thing, I interviewed the producer for radio, and I asked him, I said, so how much money did you have to put into Willow, you know, to make it look like the 50s? None.
Now you heard. At all.
Now you heard. Willow changed hands.
Yes, it did. It did.
Not for the good.
Yeah.
It's for the good because they've redone the track.
Yes,
they've resurfaced it. But it's three times as much to rent.
Yes, everything's going to be a lot more expensive.
Yeah, and the only ones that can really rent it are the real rich guys.
Yes.
But they say the track is beautiful.
All right.
No hotels. None of that. No garages.
Yeah. Nothing around there really.
Yeah. So
I was off the beaten path. We go there. We used to go there quite a bit.
That's a great track.
Oh, I love that place.
I like turn six.
Place. Yes,
turn six will get your attention.
Yeah,
every time.
Yep.
Going up two and three, going into one's kind of fun. And,
yeah.
And then two, and then but three. But once you get to six, if you're not right, you're wrong.
Yes.
And nine would get your attention.
Nine gets your attention because it's pretty rough getting in there.
Yeah.
The racetrack's rough,
and if you didn't get in there.
You're hauling the mail pretty good getting down in there.
Yeah, and if you're not, and then you got that massive straightaway.
Yes,
and you know now you got to, like you said, haul the mail and get into turn one.
Yeah.
Without scaring yourself.
Yeah,
to death.
And when everybody does that one, and I watch them all the time, is they all turn too soon.
Yeah, every
because
time.
They're all look. I'm not gonna make it.
Did you ever run Sears Point?
Yes, I raced Sears Point a few times.
God, first time I was up there, I was with. Ford Motor Company.
That's the hardest racetrack around, kind of road courses.
And I don't know what I was thinking, but I was coming down this from turn three, I think. Remember where Jimmy Johnson crashed into the hay by the styrofoam?
Oh, uh-huh, yeah.
Well, I'm screaming down that way, and that's all I could see in my head. Almost didn't make the right turn.
Yeah, Sears Point's pretty. It's one of my favorite racetracks,
yeah,
actually.
Mine too. I've never been to Laguna Seca. Yeah.
I've never been either. Never been either.
And it's on my bucket list. I've always wanted to do the corkscrew.
We just had a road course car. It's a vintage Trans Am car.
Ooh.
That he just went and ran at Laguna Seca. Oh. And he broke the track bar out of the frame, so we had to fix the frame and redo the track bar and everything else, yeah, got him going. And his next race is at Long Beach when the Indy cars are there.
Oh, okay.
He'll be there with the Long Beach. And then he's I've never been to Long Beach either. Oh, as close as it is.
You want me to tell you how cool it is? You stand there.
I'm not missing nothing.
And then you wait 20 minutes.
And here they come.
And then you wait 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I guess if you want to go there and say, I've been to Long Beach, then that's fine. But to spectate, TV does.
So that's the thing. I'm not really that much of a race fan.
No, I'm not a race fan.
I'm more of a, like the Chili Bowl type thing, you know? If somebody called and said, I need help and I'll pay you to come, I'll go.
In a heartbeat.
I'll go. I'll go work on your car.
Well, and
I'm
was,
not going to go just hang out and watch
the
races.
It was so hard to watch it. You know, I had to watch it on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay, too, because I've got a Recaro race seat that used to belong to a San Diego judge.
Uh-huh.
He had it for 25 years. Something broke on it. He gave it to me, and I had it fixed, and that's what I use for my office chair.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of cool.
That's
I got all the support I could ever want.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. I'll tell you. I think I've told you the story about me being a crew chief and what my analogy of being a crew chief for you.
What?
I'll tell you that when we get off air.
Oh, okay.
It's not all that clean. Hey, old man, you ready to go to the next show? 1 minute. God, you want to sing?
There's the old joke about this guy that had a dog that was a hunting dog.
Yeah.
Called, and he was crew chief.
Yeah.
And he was the best hunting dog around. He'd get all the birds and everything else.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they say, hey, can we get crew chief again this year? And we go. He goes, oh, crew chief ain't worth a darn anymore. And he goes, why? He goes, he found out what a crew chief does. He goes, he drinks coffee and smokes cigarettes.
Oh, that's a good one.
So I told the crew chiefs that, and they're like, they don't want to talk to me.
Yeah, I would say so, too. Because I'm telling you, I never worked so hard in my life.
Oh, they bust their ass.
I'm telling you, I did it.
They did.
All right, buddy. Hey, it's fun having you.
I know. Oh, thanks.
We'll do it again.
Thanks, yeah.
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 You know, I knew we'd always have something to talk about.
Oh, yeah. We got too much time together over the years.
Oh, Lord. You know? If I could tell you stories about that guy, when's the last time you done laundry?
I just did it this morning, actually. I do my own laundry
now. Did you put soap in this time?
Yeah, I did. I did it all. Back in those days, I hadn't been in a grocery store in 20 years. You
know? I walked, took him to Walmart, thought I was going to have to carry him out.